Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Disc, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, not Kevin Pollak. What's that? No, I'm actually okay never shaking another hand, though I will miss the awkwardness of doing. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say howdy to Caroline Cotter. Cottered cream, ooh. When shit hits the fan, which alchemist do you want in the bunker and why?
That's a good question. When you say shit hits the fan, do you mean like the world is ending or someone's trying to kill me?
However,
I'm going to assume someone's coming to kill me. I'm going to say
it's on point.
I think James, because he has so many computers and equipment that like something has to be figured out by that.
Yeah,
none of he doesn't know.
I have a dedicated security.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he doesn't know how to work them. It's just that I need the equipment there. I think it'll be good.
The equipment can bar the door. Like all those computers can just like be a block.
Damn exactly. Fucking right. Please say hello to Chris Alvarado. Dis Chris, not dat. Do you think James is going to be okay?
Definitely. You know why?
Yes, please.
Because he is so loved. So even if he falls or he trips or makes mistakes over whatever he does, he's going to fall in arms outstretched to him. Everybody who knows James loves him.
Isn't that true? Except for the jerks on his Facebook page. Hey, there's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, please pitch us a new greeting gesture to replace the handshake.
Well, if you recall, Sam Wainwright from It's a Wonderful Life does that hee-haw thing, which involves like sticking your thumbs in both of your ears, waving your fingers like you're a donkey. Look, everybody in the Alchemy of This cast is already doing it. I think it's time for hee-haw to come back.
So fucking down. Everyone get in that position for Chris's photo. Sam Wainwright, hee-haw!
Hee-haw!
Hot dog.
Soybeans. Hot dog. Why, there's James Heaney, the heen for 400. The fine folks at Costco claim that their outdoor window offering of a hot dog and beverage with free refill is a loss leader. Are you buying that? And if so, what would you like on it?
I think if they wanted to be smart and make money, they'd put that thing deep inside of Costco. So you'd have to navigate the aisles to get to it because it is a good deal and I can get that deal in front of their store and then walk away. But if they buried it deep, I'd have to get a membership. Is that the question?
You'll stop by every now and then for the
I don't know if I answered that right.
Oh no, you answered it right. 100%.
Is that the question?
And last, but take the cat for a walk. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Joe from that dojo, which of all animals you talked to the longest?
Holy shit.
Right?
There is a, I think it's a possum. There's a dead bloated possum outside my house. And I speak to that animal probably every single day. I've knitted different clothes. I made a small little home for it. It's actually like a two-story palatial estate for what a possum would have.
But to you, it's a little home.
It's a little home. It's like, you know, like 9 feet tall.
Yeah, you're not staying there.
1,000 square feet. No, I'm not staying there. But I do want to just say that James is 6'8", and he has red hair.
All right, let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails. Please send yours to your name here at alchemydisc.com. And some of the scenes are suggested by Patreon supporters of the show and get they enjoy, of course, exclusive content and other perks, which, by the way, James, we need to step up.
Yes.
If you'd like to join them, head on over to patreon.com/alchemydisc. All right. Let's get to scene one from Lloyd, who wrote, I'm a truck driver, and your program has been the source of endless laughter and entertainment for my fiancé and me through many long hours on the road during these crazy, uncertain times. At least it had been until James turned us on to Macaulay Culkin's wonderful podcast about dead rabbits in a free plug he did a couple of weeks back. Though we're no longer have any time for your show, What with the dead rabbits and all, I thought this breakup might go a little easier with a scene suggestion. It follows. A dirty old lady who makes compromising life decisions in order to hit on the life alert dispatchers. P.S. You guys are great. Keep doing what you're doing. We just wanted you to know it's not you, it's James. Sincerely. Sincerely, your formerly biggest non-Patreon fans. Wow. Nice work, James.
Dispatcher 944.
911, how can I help you?
Hi.
Dispatcher 944, transferring call over. House.
Okay, what's the emergency? I'm sorry. Hold on. I got a cross connection. Dispatch 944. Could you please hold back? I'm talking on the phone with somebody that's got an emergency. I'm not exactly sure what we need right now. Go ahead. State your emergency.
Dispatch 261. Over.
Dispatches. All dispatches. Please hold off. I'm trying to find out which of your expertise are needed. I don't know the emergency yet.
And I'm sorry. You are who? The Lord, our Savior.
I'm Jared, the operator at 911 facilities. And
step off, everybody. 911's here.
Thank you. ma'am?
Hi, are you?
Ma'am, have you fallen down? Are you having difficulty getting up?
Dispatcher, you interrupting an operator in 911? I have got, this is between me and, what was your name?
No, I want you both, and my name is Janice.
Janice.
Hi, and what's your name? What are your names?
I'm
Jared,
Cliff.
I heard that. Cliff, Jared and Cliff.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if you're going to work with Cliff or not. It depends on what kind of emergency you have. Cliff has a certain set of skills, and I know which of my dispatchers I can send out.
Shall I go through my set of skills at this point, ma'am?
Please, and say it low and slow.
All right.
Janice, don't be dissuaded. Like, Cliff's going to give you his skills right now, but your emergency is unique to you. All right, go ahead.
I think he just said massage, and that's and that's exactly what I need.
Foot massage.
Foot massage.
Janice, I'm going to put you on hold for one moment.
Hello, I've been trying to get through for so long, but it seems the phone lines have been clogged. I fell inside my toilet and my body is stuck inside the little funnel that goes
down.
Who
are you talking to? Give me the fucking phone. What did I tell you about making phone calls?
You said I can't.
That's right. That's right. Now, look, as soon as your rich son pays the fucking ransom, then you can call whoever you want to. You understand?
Oh, look, sir, but are you still there?
Hello? I hear someone on the phone.
Give me the...
Sir, you fell inside your toilet? Is that's what I'm getting?
I can hear you. I fell inside my toilet. Yes.
How do I turn this fucking thing off? Okay, I'm calling your son.
Hello?
Shut up. I'm calling your son. It's ringing. Stay
Hello?
In the toilet.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, it's the bad guy who has your grandmother. Pardon me, your mom?
Yeah.
We're just waiting on the...
Excuse me, sir. Sorry. I know you're on the phone, but would you like caviar?
Yes.
Or...
I would.
Oh, you don't even want to hear the second option?
Nope.
Okay, great. I'll put it in your dog's bowl.
Thank you.
Okay.
What was it, tough guy?
I have your mom here.
Yeah. How's she doing?
She's not doing well. Here, listen to her. Say something.
Okay.
I'm in the toilet. My whole butt.
Love you.
Do you love her?
Well, I mean, sure.
Look, all we're asking for is 500.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt this phone call, but would you like these hot towels on your face?
Yes, thank you, Clive.
Here you go. Thank you.
If you want to see your mom alive, $500,000.
So you want $500,000 to release my mother back into my care?
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, I'm going to flush it down this fucking toilet.
Uh-huh.
Boop, boop. Boop, boop.
Is that you or me?
Hold on a second.
Boop, okay. Boop.
Hello?
Well, this is Curtis from Life Alert. I'm not sure how I got you, but I got a call from inside a toilet, and we've traced the call to a toilet on the north side.
Yeah, let me connect you.
That'd be great. Thank
hold
you.
On a second. Sure. Hey, tough guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Life Alert calling for your mother.
It's your mom. It's your mom.
My feet are getting so soft.
I feel like she's your mom now. So.
All right, listen. You have until 3 o'clock today.
Did you hear that, Life Alert?
My skin is like paper. Like paper.
Hello, Life Alert?
Yeah, I think I inadvertently called somebody sir before. I just wanted to make sure I got everybody's pronouns correct on this call.
Okay. Hi, Curtis. I'm a bad guy. I'm doing bad things. You get it.
Curtis, thanks for coming in and talking with me. we reviewed some of the audio from your previous calls, and I just want to say, first and foremost, we love it. We think you're doing some fantastic work here, and we actually want to promote you and put you in a position to, to go in the field, not just be doing phone calls.
What? Yeah. To go out there and help the people who've fallen and can't get up?
Exactly. We need you to go out on the street, find people who are falling, and maybe more importantly, if you could make people fall.
Jim, are you in for Taco Tuesday, Jim?
I am in. I am 100% in.
Okay, sorry.
I am 100% in.
Order up!
There's a Taco Tuesday?
Kurt, give me 1 second here. Hey, are we doing veggies or are we doing meat?
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want. Okay, well then veggies, 100%. Yes, veggies.
I've been told to just bring my lunch all along.
Kurt, give me a second. Yeah, okay. So if we're doing meat, can we do carne asada this time instead of pork?
Ooh, carne asada.
Is that pork?
No, I said instead of pork.
Janice?
Is
this the same woman that called yesterday for a foot massage?
You remember me. Yes, it is.
Listen, this is 911, and we only deal with real emergencies here. So what I'm going to give you, if you get a pen and paper, what I think you really need is Life Alert. Life Alert is for, when it's not really an emergency and you don't really need to call 911. Do you have a pen and paper?
I don't. I don't have that in my house. I'm all digital here.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe type it into the computer. Do you have an extra notepad up on your computer?
Yes.
All right. So, actually, you know what? If you're from a computer, just go to your whatever search browser you like. Just search Life Alert.
Bing.com.
911 is used.
Bing.com is my preferred.
Okay, well, don't use that one. Not that one. Could use Safari, Opera, Google, Firefox, any of those. Don't use that.
You listed browser types, not
they each
search
have
engines.
Searches. Yeah.
Is
don't
that true?
Bing it. Do not bing it.
I already did.
Jesus. Okay.
You
well,
you didn't even ask me what my emergency was.
I know you don't have an emergency. I have caller ID, Janice. You're trying to get Cliff on the line, or you're trying to get one of our other dispatchers. Just get an account with Life
Alert. I want a massage, and I want a massage covered by my insurance.
So, how does it feel, old lady, to know that your own son doesn't love you?
I can see my bones. I can see my bones.
Look, I'm not enjoying this, okay? I used to clean your pool. I liked you, to be honest. But I also know your son is bloated. Just stand up.
All my muscles have fell down the bathroom tubes.
I want to know how you feel about your son not helping you out here.
Why can I still feel my bones?
Oh, God.
All the nerves are gone.
Okay, this is
bing bong.
Can I get your door? I'll get your door.
I can't get out. I'm stuck in a toilet.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Curtis from Life Alert.
What the fuck?
Do you want carnitas, or I have a fish taco, or there's an asada here?
Maybe you want something to eat. Maybe you want a
No,
gun
I'm good. I've
sandwich.
Had...
You want a gun sandwich? Get in here. Get
I don't
in
want
here.
A gun sandwich.
Get in here.
I don't.
Get,
ow.
Get into that bathroom. Get into that bathroom.
I had tons of tacos oh. already. I don't need a gun sandwich. Ah. Oh. Are you all right? Are you down there in the toilet?
I'm down here in the toilet.
Ma'am, I'm Curtis. My pronouns are he, him.
Curtis, is there anybody in your life who loves you and has a lot of money?
No. No, I'm not that close with my folks. I guess my manager at Life Alert, I'm pretty close with.
Okay. So he's at Life Alert. What's his name? It's okay. I'll just call.
Okay.
Okay, you two just hang out here. Don't fucking move. I still have this gun pointed right at you.
He sent me out to trip people to try to drum up more business.
Life okay. Alert Dispatch, hello.
Hi, can I speak to the manager, please?
Speaking.
Hi, I have one of your employees here, Curtis, I believe it is.
Oh, hey, yeah. How's he doing?
Not great. He's in a lot of trouble. You see, I'm a bad guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm a bad, bad guy.
Uh-huh.
And in order for me to release Curtis, I'm going to need... some moolah.
Hey, fella, we look after the elderly. I don't have time for this shit.
Oh, good. I got
Does
one
he have a
southern too.
Drawl? That's not the manager I was thinking of.
Oh, okay. Wait, is there somebody higher than you, sir?
I'm thinking my direct... No, he's lower than him, but oh. higher than me. I'm thinking my direct supervisor, whose name escapes me.
Okay, yeah. Sir,
yes.
Yeah, can I speak to your supervisor, please?
My supervisor? So you want to speak to somebody above me?
No. That's correct.
No.
Wait, what? What's below up?
Him.
I don't.
Below oh, him, above
no.
me.
No, thank you, Curtis. You're a doll, by the way, Curtis. No,
thank you.
Is there somebody who's below you but still, you know, has a managerial position?
You want to blow me?
Goodbye.
Oh,
okay, ma'am, I'm here to help.
Oh,
911. 911, hello, hi. My name is Jim Hornberger.
Okay, you got to slow down. Okay.
911, my name is Jim.
I got to get a pen and paper really quick.
What do you mean pen and paper?
How do you spell that?
Hornberger? It's exactly how it sounds. Listen, sir.
Shit.
Sir, listen, I lost one of my employees. I work at Life Alert, okay? I told him to go out.
You work at Life Alert?
I work at Life Alert. Okay, yes. I'm not proud of it. All right. I'm a low level supervisor. I should be working my way up at this point. I understand that. I know what's available
to me.
But you don't understand the pressures of corporate America, all right? There's so many things that just befall on me because the people above me, they don't want to do it. And they ask me to do it. And guess what? I've turned into like a bad manager guy.
Bring. I got another call, but I can tell this is an emergency, so just hold on 1 second.
You have a rotary phone at 911.
Hello, 911.
Hi. I really need
Janice.
You to rub me. I need Janice. You to rub my body.
Janice, I can't take this right now. There's a real emergency right now. Okay,
this
Janice?
Is a real. This is a real emergency. The blood is pooling at my ankles.
For real?
Yeah. For real.
Janice, just hold on 1 second. Let me. Hello.
And there were just
I'm gonna
there,
have to
do, you understand.
It's I need you to calm down, sir. I have
thing,
a double
and
emergency
And everyone has a credit card.
Up.
I don't get a credit card because they don't trust me with that kind of corporate.
Jim Hornberger. It's Jim Hornberger. I don't know why I spaced on that. It's such a memorable name.
Okay.
I binged it, and it's Jim Hornberger.
Okay, I'm calling back.
Life Alert, hello.
Yes, hi. I need to speak to Jim Hornberger.
Oh, yeah. What do you need with Jim?
None of your business. Just pass me through, please.
Nah, it kind of is my business because I'm a dispatcher. So what do you need?
Somebody fell down.
Uh-huh. Could you be more general?
No.
Okay. Oh, let me get Jim.
Okay.
Jimmy! Yeah. Order up.
What's the order? Tacos?
Carne asada.
Yummy!
Jim, it's Curtis. Pick up.
The phone's for you also.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Hornberger.
Who's this?
I'm a bad guy.
How are you?
And I'm not great. I'm in quite a situation here. I have an elderly woman who's stuck in the toilet. And I have an employee of yours. You might recognize this voice.
Jim, it's Curtis. I blanked on your name. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. All right. Well, this threat is definitely sounding like some kind of math problem. So go on.
Okay. So if one old lady is in the toilet and one of your employees is here, not harmed, but away from his van, and I need upwards of $500,000.
What is it? What's Curtis has a van?
Did you come in a van?
It's a minivan.
Yeah, a minivan.
I did not know that. Curtis, you don't strike me as a minivan kind of guy. Do you have a family, Curtis?
Hold on, there's so much I don't know about. Curtis, he's asking all these questions about you here. You take the phone.
Hello, this is Curtis.
Curtis, look, I realize I don't know a lot about you, okay? And I want you to know I went above the board and I called 911 to search for you. All right.
911, the enemy?
I called the enemy to look for you. Look, I don't know a lot about you. All right. And I know you're with a bad guy. You're probably making bad calls. I don't know, but I forgive you. All right.
I've drummed up so much business for the company. I got a lady in a toilet here. And I'm about to trip this guy.
What?
Trip. You do this?
Oh, God.
Splash.
Now who's the bad guy?
Oh, God. Call 911.
What's the number?
And that's scene one. Oh, yeah. Mommy, make it stop. Scene two comes with some patron VIP Chris, a.k.a. Crispy AI.
Oh!
Zoom. Who wrote, "Hello, Kevin. For the sake of brevity, you're all awesome, and my scene suggestion is a vape shop. Please keep doing what you're doing. Chris from the UK." Thank you, Crispy AI.
And that one's called The Flying Dragon. I could do Pigeons in Flight.
What's this one called?
That one's not for sale just yet, but it's not on the market.
What about that one?
This is Tweedledee.
What's this one with the hooks on it?
That's Dove's Love.
All right. What's this one? Looks like a human foot.
Crackophobia.
Dude, you know all these things, man. It's sick, dude.
It's my shop. Listen, look, the way you pick a vape is not just like what looks cool. It's like, what do you need? Are we talking injection of nicotine to the system ASAP? Are we talking
like a needle?
I mean, yeah, kind of. Or are we talking like clouds for days? You know what I mean?
Are you getting needle vapes?
I mean, I got a couple needle vapes.
What's that one called?
Spink.
Oh, about that one.
Hey, how's it going, mate?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You want to take a number or just?
No, I can help you. This guy's just looking. What do you need?
You got Statham's taint.
As a matter of fact, I do. Did you want that blueberry or passion fruit?
Oh, passion fruit for sure, mate.
Passion fruit. There you are.
Holy shit! Are you Jason Statham?
No, mate. Get that a lot though. What's your name?
I saw you in the Meg.
That's great. What's your name?
Crop.
You watched the Meg.
Uh-huh.
Did you lose a bet? Yeah.
Did
you want a photo or something? Because I really want to get this vape and go.
Wait, are you Statham?
No, man. I'm just trying to get out of here. You know what I mean?
I'd love a photo. That'd be sick.
These are free. These are free if you are him. I got to charge you if you're not.
Yeah,
Jason, we got to go. We got to go. Get the vape and we got to get back in the car.
Get in the fucking car, Reg. For fuck's sake. Sorry, mate. Yeah, I don't mind paying for them. And let's do the photo real quick, yeah?
Okay. Hey, listen, I just want to let both of you know we're having an underground competition here tonight.
What kind of competition?
A vape competition.
You know what? I don't even need to know. If it's underground, I'm in. What time?
Okay, it's midnight.
Oh, shit. He is midnight. Jason Statham.
That's so, when it starts, eh?
We have a lot of different categories. We have up and smoke category. We have nicotine category. A lot of different categories.
Right.
Jason, they're giving me a ticket right now. You got to hurry up. They're giving me a ticket right now.
Reg, I swear to Christ, I'm going to put an ice pick through your fucking eye. Get in the car. Sorry, mate.
Look, I don't care who you are. You're parked in a handicapped unloading zone, all right? I'm going to have to give you a ticket, all right? That's just how it is.
You don't understand. You don't understand. It's just for a second, Jason Statham. Do you know who that is?
Jason Statham?
is inside that vape shop right now. We're going to be in. We're going to be out. We can't go to a regular parking spot. It's going to be a big, big deal. Please, sir, just give me... What?
Give you what, 15 minutes? No, I'm not going to give you 15
minutes.
Maybe
15 minutes. If I see somebody show up here with a wheelchair or a handicap sign, I'll pull out of the spot. But right now, there's nobody using it.
Sir, there are several meter spots ahead of you that are open, and you have not chosen them or even decided to like use it as a thing that's debating into not giving you a ticket.
Jason Statham is an action hero. He's going to come running out here, and he needs to be able to hop in this car right away, okay? So please, just give me 5 more minutes.
I'll give you 5 minutes, but it's going to cost you. I'm going to need a photo with Jason Statham. All right?
Okay. All right. You stay here. We'll take one quick photo when he comes out. Don't worry. He loves photos.
All right. We'll hurry it up.
Okay.
So it's by invite only. Okay. Make sure you know which category you're signing up for ahead of time.
Is there a password or something?
You just show up. Here's a
the
flyer.
Transporter 2.
Yeah, the Transporter 2 is on sale.
Transporter 3?
Not on sale.
What do I do with this flyer? I don't got to bring this back, do I?
No.
Deuces?
The deuces are, that's actually clearance right now, but it's known to hurt.
All right, so see you in
Jason.
Shaw.
Jason,
Hobbs
we've already Shaw. Got we've already got a bunch of people outside waiting for you to get photos. It's like Comic-Con all over again. Get done. Get back in the car.
Reg, you got a back way out of here, mate.
Yeah, you can come right behind the counter.
Oh, I thought, sure. Reg, you meet her up back, you fuck.
By the way, you might meet somebody in the back. Just keep walking. She's going to ask you for things. Just keep going, okay?
Fair enough.
Yeah, and hey, take this flashlight.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Sure.
Are you giving out flashlights?
No, that's just for him to use to go through the bag. Hey, are you going to compete tonight or what, man?
I was thinking about it, but, you know, most of my skin on my feet are, like, really raw, and I don't know how long I can stand.
You could sit.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, Where is he? Is he coming out from the front? Where is he? I've been waiting for how long?
I think he's going to be out here in just 1 second.
This is your first time at one of these underground vape offs?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
All right. Nice, you're in for a treat, man. Let me tell you, this is not the first time we've had a celebrity here.
Oh, yeah, who else you had?
Streisand.
Right. All the S's, eh?
All the S's, yeah.
Better.
But this might be the first time we've had a celeb with a vape pen named after them.
Right. Have you tried Statham's tank?
I have sucked deep from Statham's taint.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So you showed up specifically to get a Statham's taint.
Well, it's from your mum.
All right, man. I'll be honest. I don't understand half of what you're saying, but it's so goddamn intimidating.
Okay, everyone. All right, listen.
All right, here we go.
Hey,
if you haven't signed up yet, please do so. Yeah,
okay,
all right,
please
do so. We all want a vape. All right,
want a vape.
I don't know what it is. Why, when I talk, does everyone scream? Yeah, I don't understand this.
Fuck you, sir.
I just want to convey the rules.
Yeah, you know what? Babe.
Okay. Oh, all right. So just make sure to sign up.
Let's play.
All right, I forgot to sign up. I got to sign up.
We gotta play. We gotta vape.
Hey, mate, we're here. Why would we need to sign up if we're here already?
Well, you gotta get on the list, and you gotta get on the right list, and you gotta get on the list in the order that you sign up. So
I don't do lists, so I think I'm out.
All right, man, you're crazy. Streisand did the same thing.
Cool. She's like a bird, that one.
Now, Reggie, I don't give a shit, okay? You're going to stay in my goddamn home until Jason Statham comes and picks you up and I get a goddamn photo, all right?
You don't understand. He doesn't even know I'm here. How's he going to come here and get you a photo? The last he saw me, I was outside of that vape shop.
Well, then you better text him or you better call him or send a pigeon with a cell phone strapped to its throat. I don't care how you do it.
Sweetheart, you're burning the burgers.
God damn it. Shit. God damn
Who
it,
else Reggie. Is here? Why do you have me blindfolded?
It's fucking pork burgers. God damn it.
Don't say, there's nothing wrong with them.
If there's somebody else in the room, I've been kidnapped.
Dad, Mom, I'm scared.
Who's that?
No, the burgers are going to be fine, Claire.
I'm really
relax.
Scared about the burgers. I don't want them to be burnt. I want them to be juicy and cooked just right. You know, I like my pork burgers. Rare.
So do I, Claire. So do I, all right? Jesus fucking Christ. God damn it. These fucking porcos. Jesus. Well, you know what? Fuck it, Reggie. You're gonna get one of the burned ones. I'm sorry. I wish it was a. I wish it was a different kind of, you know, introduction
please,
to my
no,
cooking. But this
I
is where we're at.
I don't want to eat that. Those carcinogens cause cancer. Please, I don't want to have a burnt burger.
You're not gonna disrespect me.
Look, I'm gonna be honest. As your doctor, carcinogens cause cancer.
All right, that's what I thought.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. No. So I
and
think
that's why you don't smoke.
Out.
So I should switch to vape.
Exactly. By definition, carcinogens cause cancer.
Right. And what's the confusion?
Look, you're the one who showed up at my front door, man. I'm having a dinner party right now.
Doctor, oh, I'm sorry. Is there a
what
line?
What the hell? Make an appointment online.
I know, but I just had a question I needed to ask you. Should I wait in line or...
Yeah, get on the list.
I think I'm done
here.
I think I'm done. Maybe he could. I think so. Carcinogens. Oh, let me just ask really quick. Carcinogens in smoke, when you're smoking it, it's, you know, that's carcinogens, obviously. Do you burn a burger? Is that carcinogens too?
Beef burger or pork burger?
Any burger. Because once it's burnt, it's just carcinogens, right?
Right. Just different meat, different burger. When you burn a burger, it's pure carcinogen. But it's just particularly acute in pork.
Okay, acute. Good to know. All right.
Okay.
Yes. Doctor, my question. Okay. I've been wrapping cheese around different pieces of meat and just eating the meat raw. And I want to know, is that cancer?
Okay. I'm an oncologist.
Doctor.
I'm not a dietitian. Yes.
Doctor, is there a line here?
Are you on the list?
Yeah. I put it in.
What the hell?
I'm on the
list.
What
the hell? You're just going to not going to answer my question, Doctor?
I'm on the list.
It's a stupid question.
Frank, thank you so much for hosting us. This was such a beautiful dinner party. We're going to go. It seems like you're busy out here.
No.
No, we're going to go. I took the turkey I put in my purse, so we'll just thank you.
We were going to play celebrity.
Oh, it's okay.
We'll see you next time. Tell Eleanor we had a great time and thanks for the turkey.
Stay. I'm just dealing with some patients who have some quick questions. Yes, you.
You didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my
Don't
question.
Eat food. Don't eat meat raw.
But it's wrapped in cheese.
Little girl, come here.
Ew,
blindfold.
What the hell?
No, you don't understand.
Stop grabbing at my ankles.
What the hell's going on in here? You grabbing her ankles?
Little girl. What do you want? Deborah, you can sit in front of my dad.
Deborah, get some raw pork.
Listen, somebody's got to go get Jason Statham, and he will save me, okay? The last place I saw him was at the vape shop.
Jason Statham at a vape shop? You're right. Next thing you're going to tell me is that he has a vape napet. Sorry.
You're all right.
In this corner... Smoking Statham's taint, Jason Statham himself. In this corner, smoking Tweedledum, Marty Kafalnik, and vape.
This shit's fucking weak, man.
What's going on with Marty? He's coughing.
I don't know, but you know the competition is just to see who can inhale the most tobacco.
Is that the competition? I wasn't clear on the rules.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Usually they make tricks or something, but they just went to sucking right away.
Oh, I get it. So this is just the sucking of it, but there's different categories for different vaping techniques and skills.
Yeah, but I think this fight, it seems to be just them inhaling as much and as fast as possible.
Everybody down! Freeze! Please get me out of this toilet! Please.
Shut up!
Normally, right, I'd do as you ask, you with all the gunnings and all, but I do have a question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Would you like to sit down at noon tomorrow?
I don't. I need backup. I don't know what that means.
What kind of backup is requested?
Hey, Stevie. I think I might be in danger. I'm not 100%. So maybe send Larry and the guys.
Okay, Larry. Yeah, sure. We'll set them on bikes.
Hold on. What was the hesitation? What's up?
Usually when people ask for backup, they know what they want. It's not like usually maybe send whoever.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Just, it's a weird situation here. Just trust me.
Well, looks like I got three aces. Boys, we just got an alert. We're going to be the backup. We got to get in our...
Wait, are we going to finish are we going to finish the game or not?
I got three aces. The game is finished.
I have sevens over twos.
Yeah.
That beats you.
All right. Well, look, I don't think we should get into this bullshit about the cards.
You're taking all the money, though. You're taking all the money.
Just a full house
beats three of a kind. I mean, three aces is a good hand, but you lost.
The game doesn't end when you want to be done or when you have the money.
The game ends when we get called to do backup.
Well, then,
so
you're just making this up, man.
Look, all right, look, we got a job to do, all right? And more importantly, you're shorting me. Who's shorting me right now?
No, you lost.
Yeah, what fucking job do we have?
We got a job. We got to be backup. Looks like one of the guys in the field is needing.
But, like, why don't you ever come to the field?
I just work in dispatch because I did bad shit out on the field, so now I have to work in the office.
But everybody deserves a second chance.
Should we still have our hands up? Like, what's going on here?
Shut up! Shut up!
All right, all right. We're just trying to have a vape off here, man.
Do you want a gun sandwich?
I don't have to answer that. I wouldn't mind one.
You don't have to answer that, mate. And you, Copper, I'm going to ask you one more time. Uh-huh. Would you like to sit down tomorrow at noon?
Definitely send everybody now. Code 2.
I don't give a shit, okay? Just eat the burger. Oh, I'm getting an alert. Oh, my God. Looks like someone found Jason Statham in some underground vaping competition. This is it. This is our opportunity. Family, hello. Come on. Let's go. This is what we've been training for.
Oh, here we go, baby. Get your jacket.
Let's go.
Somebody's gone on time.
What happened? Oh, my gosh. She dislocated her ankles. Jesus Christ.
I'll call life alert. You go. You just go.
I'm not going to go without you. I'm not going to go without the family.
Dad, go, Dad.
Bring me. I know Jason.
Shut up, baby.
I know Jason.
You have to go. This
Did you call him,
chance.
Baby? You say, shut up, baby? Were you talking to him?
He's nice.
What the hell is this? Have you two been...
I saw them kiss, Dad. I saw them kiss when you left.
He listens to me. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
For the record, I didn't have the choice. I'm tied up here with my eyes blindfolded. I didn't know I was being kissed because I'm kissed.
Answer that.
I can't answer it.
Answer it.
I'm not answering.
My hands are tied.
Answer that.
No.
I'm not going to answer
probably
it.
Probably Jason.
Will you just answer it?
Hello? Oh. Hello? Okay, I'll tell him right now. It was the Force. They said go.
Like Star Wars? The Force?
The police force.
Oh, the police. Yes, right. Jesus. Whoa, Jesus.
And hey, okay. When you get back, we'll talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bullshit. You think I'm going to fucking leave? I know you're going to ditch out with Reggie. And you're gonna leave
this
our daughter here with her.
This is your chance. This is your chance to get out of the parking meters.
Reg, don't look up. Don't look up. Reg.
Okay, I'm not looking up. I'm looking
down. My
name is
Curtis. I'm from Life Alert. I'm here to save you. Okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're in the early stages of cancer. Okay? You just had a pork burger. Well, it was overcooked. But
I could taste the carcinogens. It was crispy.
Oh, that sounds awful. I'm going to get you out of here, okay?
Because you're a meter maid, and that's not sexy.
Oh, my God. Hello, maid is in the title. People love fucking maids. People love fucking maids.
Do you hear
my
Dad?
Ankle.
Shh.
My God. Look, what do you want? Do you want me to quit my job? Huh?
No, I want you to be better at your job. Go.
I am better at my job. Look, I brought a perp in. I hogtied a perp. Okay, I put him in the house. I fed him.
And
okay?
Doesn't that feel like fate to you?
Well, fate that you took him? Huh? Yeah, that you were going to go?
You brought in your own replacement.
Wow. Wow.
Truth hurts. Maybe call Life Alert for your broken heart, babe.
Okay. Wow. You just want to keep on hurting me. You know what? Well, I'm going to take this bag of coins and I'm going to go for a walk.
Those aren't your coins.
Reg, I'm going to take you to your doctor's house. Do you know where he lives?
Yeah, he lives at 3712 Three Oaks Road.
Okay, binging that. Yes, got it.
Don't bing it. Wait, then I'm sure it's not right.
No, I just binged it. It's confirmed.
Okay, how many miles
away
is it?
What is this? Reg, what are you doing here? Just set up an appointment with my secretary.
No, this is an abnormal thing. I just got saved by life alert, and I've got cancer. I ate, even though you told me not to, I ate burnt pork.
I'm sorry. I know hostage. You invited us back again for a redo, but we're just going to leave. This just seems like a bad time.
No, it's a three-level version of Celebrity. You do the full name, then you do two words, you do charades. It's so fun.
Doctor, that sounds fine.
Doctor, we'll do it next time, yeah.
Who are you? What I do is I'm the meat and cheese guy.
No. What is it? What is it now?
I put the meat inside the cheese.
What? Right? How?
Do you understand?
And that is scene two, everybody. Woo! Getting it done for Crispy AI.
Scene three is from Jake, who wrote, "Dear Kevin, niceties, niceties, blah, blah, blah. Now that that's out of the way, I have a scene suggestion. A failed improv comedian is now an up-and-coming child behavior specialist currently touring and consulting in support of their parenting book titled No But. In all seriousness, your podcast is my favorite, and you have done a wonderful job with continuity in these trying times. We need your corner of biweekly joy more than ever now. Thank you, Jake Birch, Missoula, Montana."
I'm sorry. Please stop asking me for a suggestion. I'm just trying to get my kid to have some help. Okay? Stop asking for a one-word suggestion.
But if you could think of any word, what would it be?
It's not. I want Timothy to get the help. He acts out, and I know it's just something. I don't know a word. Problem.
You know a lot of words. Everything
problem.
You're saying is a word.
Problem. My child has a problem.
No. See, but that's bridged to a sentence. Anything. So let me do this. how do I do this?
Mommy, why are you angry? Tell the fellow why you're angry.
Thank you, Timothy. I'm angry because my son is a bad, bad boy. He's bad. He's rude. He has
projecting,
an attitude.
Projecting.
And he says that a lot. It pisses me off.
That's a really funny bit. Tim, is that your name?
It's not a.
Sure.
Timmy, is that your name? Timothy?
Timmy, Timothy. What feels good coming out of your face?
This kid is good. If you just humor me for a moment here, no pun intended.
No, you humor me. Here's $5. Get another pair of those shoes and bring me the change.
Oh, you are good. You are good. You know, there is a local improv theater that I...
I'm sorry. This is where I draw the line. Do not get my son into improv. I would rather be murdered in front of him than for him to do improv comedy.
Okay. Hey, man. Look, you can't just bring anyone to the Chuckle Hut, okay? You know, what do you mean? What do I mean? You can't just... vouch for somebody. By the way, he sounds more like a stand-up.
Oh, come on. Everyone's a stand-up.
No, that's not true. Stop smiling.
I can't stop.
Yeah. Look, man, there's auditions, there's teams. You know how it goes. You can't just...
Of course I know how it goes, but there's something going on with you, my man. What's going on? Give me one word.
Sketch.
Sketch. You're feeling that, huh? You don't feel comfortable? You want to write things out more in your life. You want to have more of a structure, more of a path of where things are going, beginning and end. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to follow plot, frankly.
Yeah. Well, plot will help you when it's written out. But if you're just doing an impromptu, that's not going to help you, my man. You can't control. There's somebody moving.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to walk into the Chuckle Hut, but I'm looking for Joey Greer. Where the hell is that son of a gun?
Excuse
the
me,
book,
sir.
No, but
before you walk in here,
where is he?
He's on his throne, as he always is, okay? And don't just call him Joey Greer. You better call him Sir Joey Greer.
He gets fucking livid, okay? He's sponsored by Ford, okay?
Oh, yeah? Well, I bought this dumb book, and now my kid is a danger to society. I followed his instruction.
Hey, my man, I don't know what to do here, all right? Like, you're giving us a lot of heat. If you want to talk to him, you can go in the back.
Go to the throne.
All right, I'll look for him.
Who is this? Hello, tall, dark, and handsome that dare come near me and my throne.
You must be Joey Greer.
Yeah, well, you must be Lieutenant Columbo because you figured that out so quick.
Listen, I read your book, No But.
Did you?
I did.
What was your favorite chapter?
I think the whole thing is trash.
La, 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 la. What did you say?
Mr. Greer,
I was just doing a garbage disposal. My child. I ruined your child?
Yeah, your book.
What was the issue exactly? Use your words.
Well, my child was a good kid. Was a good kid.
Right.
And then I tried to raise him as a single dad, and I thought maybe a little bit of help from somebody that's trained and has a book. So I picked up No But.
You're welcome.
What my kid turned into? A monster.
And what do you suppose did you share with him from the book that might have turned him a little left or right?
Well, first of all, the No But part, it made him very confrontational.
That's terrific. It's just the title. So what chapter specifically are we looking at?
There was a chapter about space work, okay? And he space worked all over my apartment.
Always reach up. That's the one that gets him.
Yeah,
Where's he going?
He reached up.
What's up there?
What's up there?
Yeah.
Listen, Mr. Greer.
Look, Laura, I know it's my weekend to take the boy, but I don't want him.
I don't give a shit, okay? I don't care. I really don't care.
I also don't care.
I have not been able to have a person over with this boy. He's always barging into my room. He's always going through my clothes, and I need some time for myself. Okay, do you understand that?
I don't want him in my apartment.
I don't give a shit, okay?
You know, you used to love me, by the way.
Yeah, I did when I was young and dumb, okay?
Yeah. And now look at you. What are you?
I'm old and smart, all right?
Good opposites.
Yeah. Sam, are we going to go or what? I'm parked in like a handicapped unloading zone. Are we going to go or not?
Is that your new girlfriend? What is she, 18 this time? Nice.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, she's 18.
I'm 18.
Baby, spin around. Look at that. Look at that.
Beautiful.
My ankles? Oh my God, my ankles.
Ass on her.
Oh, oh my God, I dislocated my ankle. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I have a very uneven steps outside of my house.
Oh my God, my ankle.
Excuse me, I'm trying to unload a handicapped person.
Oh fuck, that's my car. I gotta move it.
Can you move? Try to unload a handicapped.
Right, I gotta go.
Look, I get Sam, what this is. No, you limp yourself. I get what this is.
Jesus
you
Christ.
You miss me.
I don't. What about anything I said? What about anything I have said makes you think I miss you?
I don't know. Maybe the top you're wearing.
Hey, Sam, are we going to go or what, baby?
Oh, what is she? 57?
Yeah. Baby, spin around for her. Spin around.
You got it.
Oh, my shoulder. My trick shoulder just came out.
Nice.
What the fuck are you?
Excuse me, I'm trying to pick up a mobile order. Somebody's in the spot for mobile orders.
That's me.
So yeah, I'm out of here. Good seeing you.
No, you need to. I'm sorry. You need to take our son Timothy. Okay, he has behavioral issues, and if he stays with me any longer, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna pop my lid. I'm gonna pop the top, and I'm not gonna stop.
Hey Sam, are we gonna go or what?
Oh, nice. What is that, a 100-year-old man?
Bingo. Hey, turn around, Curly.
Take me a while. Look at that.
Listen, does our son, has therapy been working for him?
Oh, no. My skin fell off.
We need access to this fire hydrant.
Of course therapy hasn't been working. You recommended me to your pal that you did improv with in college.
He's a good guy.
I gotta move my stick that's on that fire hydrant.
And also, don't say college like that's a bad thing. You know, short form gets a lot of guff, but it's can be.
I
fun.
Don't care. I'm not mad about the difference that he did short form instead you of love long
me.
Form.
You love me.
I.
All right, sport. I've worked a deal, and I've got you going to an improv camp to straighten you out. Apparently, I was the one that read the book wrong.
No, but I'll go to an air hockey camp.
No, you're going to go to a fucking improv. It's a workshop, week long, and you're going to be studying with pros over there, okay?
No, but I'll work with amateurs.
No. Listen, I need you to just for one moment step out of the teachings that I've taught you in the past. And yes, Anthony here. I need you to get in this car.
No, but I'll skateboard down the middle of the street.
Okay. I got this. You can't sit down in this car.
Well, let me just get a beer from my tiny fridge.
Okay, you must bring that little beer into this car. That's it. I'm taking
ow!
It.
Ow!
Get
no,
in the car.
But, no, but, no, but.
Hey, what are you doing to that kid?
It's my kid.
I don't give a shit. Can't
no, but
kids
I've never
like
seen this guy before.
What?
Hey,
you pervert.
What the hell?
Hey, don't touch
me. What's going on over here?
This guy's hey, you two, freak. Just calm down. This is my kid, right? Okay, this is my kid.
No,
kid,
but you know I don't this know this guy.
No, but. Holy shit. Let's
holy
get this.
Ow.
Kid, listen. Here's $120. You live your life any way you want.
Wait. I want to add to that. Here's
nobody
another $80.
No, but your money's no good here.
What do you mean no good here? What the hell do you mean?
All right, run away, kid. Go.
No, but I'll stay here.
All right.
Hey, I mean, I'm not taking care of you. I don't know if you want to take care of
him. He can live with me.
No, right. But I'll live with him.
Oh, he wants
no.
to live with you.
You're not coming with me, buddy. No.
No, but I am.
Don't deny
no,
the kid.
No, you're not.
Don't deny the kid.
I'm not
no,
a father
but deny
figure.
Me.
Yes, I am. Bye.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm out of here, man. I'm out.
Don't wave your hands like you're at a blackjack table.
I'm done.
No, stop showing me your palms. I don't care. No, this kid's yours. Also, somebody better call life alert for this kid's dead.
I'm sorry. Did you say kid's dead?
Kid's dead.
No, but I'm alive.
Kid's dad. Right.
Life alert. Hello.
Hi. We beat the shit out of some guy who may or may not be someone's father.
Fair.
You have a great day. Thank you.
Yep. Well, damn, that was nice. They just gave me a little, like a heads up.
Hey, oh, Scoot.
Holy shit.
Scoot, how we doing on the lunch?
We're doing all right.
Answer me, goddammit.
We're doing all right. I just said, I was like, holy shit. Do you see that out there? It's like, it's crazy.
What are you looking at?
Just sitting outside, and there's like all these cop cars and like all these like fire trucks just like breaking through all these people's cars. And
I knew giving the window above the grill was a mistake.
Yeah, no, it's nice. I get to see like the city. It's nice.
Right. So what do we got for lunch today?
Let's see.
Yeah, no, you should know that already. This should just trickle off the tongue.
Well, it's all veggies. It's just eggplant.
Fuck, man. I need some protein.
That's all we got.
What's all right. What's for Taco Tuesday today?
Eggplant.
Okay. All right. Good. Good.
Hey, Steve, don't encourage him like that. We can't have eggplant tacos. What the hell is an eggplant taco? I don't want to live in a country that considers eggplant filling for tacos.
I mean, really, it's the tortilla that makes the taco. You can put anything in there.
Okay, so you want to register your own party for voting, and your whole platform is eggplants can't be on tacos. That's all it is.
Well, no, there's more to it, but that's, okay. You know, that's, I think that's a heading. That's an sure. Attention grabber, right?
Sure. Well,
look at that on a banner, will you? What's your name?
My name is Stoster.
Stoster, are you happy with the way things are going right now? In the government?
Local and federal?
Are you happy
no.
with your options on what the next government might look like?
No.
The answer is no, buddy.
I mean, you're right.
Let's join the movement.
I mean, if I had my dream government, yes,
let it go.
It would be trolls.
Right?
Yeah.
Join us.
Yeah.
We'll put trolls on the ballot for sure.
Ice trolls, cave trolls. You know, I just think of like they're just like, wow, you know. Yeah, I
don't know a damn thing about trolls, but you seem to. Oh my god!
Well, sit down, please. Let me get it started. So, trolls themselves are believed to be beings that.
Hey, I'm back, Laura. I miss you.
Notice how he didn't open the door. You're talking to me through the screen. I'm not letting you into my house.
No, I'll take the boy.
Now you want to take him?
I don't want to, but I will.
Fine.
Look, I'll be... Okay.
Timothy!
What is it?
Come downstairs!
Why?
Because you're Shut! Your dad is here!
Come downstairs! Daddy!
Come... Thank you.
Ah, there he is.
Daddy, God. I haven't seen you in months.
I know. I've been,
What have you been?
Exploring.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, not like that, Timothy. He has been having sexual intercourse with every shape, size, and age of human being you can imagine. And that, to him, to your father, takes priority over taking care
That's
of you.
That's a form of exploration.
That's right. And now Daddy's very sick.
Oh, Dad, did you get yourself a little something?
Yeah. Laura.
What?
It ain't good.
You have an STI?
What does the I stand for?
You're not supposed to say STD anymore because disease stigmatizes it, so you say infection, STI, okay? You should know that.
It's a straight-up disease. It's a straight-up disease.
Okay, so what is it?
An infection, take a couple of, antibiotics. It ain't good.
What is
It's the big one.
Sam, I'm sorry. Just...
All right. Somehow you have both an STI and an STD. I really have to get back to this dinner party. But,
I want to know, did it come from the partners I've been with or did it come from the overcooked
pork? It's actually transmitted.
What about the overcooked? Hello. But I fucked a lot of pork.
Doctor.
You did what? Hey. Okay. Yes.
Who's next?
I'm so glad I caught you here at home. I had another question. I just want to run by you and make sure I'm okay.
Sorry. Okay, we're just going to leave. We tried for the third time, but we
stay,
just,
guys.
We have the babysitter at home. No,
it's so much fun. Come on.
No,
it's great.
We've got some really hard celebrities in there. They're hard to mime.
We don't mind coming over and then leaving.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chuckle Hut. Now, tonight, obviously... Tonight you were all here to bow down before the comedy genius of Sir Joey Greer. Yes.
No, but I'll have two drinks.
Yeah, he should.
But he has a special guest with him tonight. Somebody
now we're
who
talking.
Went right through the ranks, took no classes,
woo.
No rehearsals,
fuck woo.
No teams,
fuck teams.
This is his first show.
Woo.
So put together. An what? Idea of a suggestion in your mind. So go ahead and put together an idea of a suggestion in your mind because
we're almost you there.
Hold no, on. I'm going to help something out regardless. Uh-oh.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, here they come. Sir Joey Greer and guest.
Woo. Okay, hello. Pineapple. I'm so glad to be here. Where am I? Okay, I want to just you to my special guest first, then I'm going to go lie down. He's going to be out here for 12 minutes. Please welcome Dr. Poop.
Woo! No one's coming to the stage.
What's going on?
I don't know. Go.
Oh, this is some avant-garde shit. I like this.
Hey, get up there.
What?
Go up there.
What are you talking about? Go up there.
Go play.
You said Dr. Poop is going up there. What the fuck do you mean I'm going up there?
But no one's up there. Maybe he means anybody can be Dr. Poop.
Then he would have said that. Why would I assume that?
Make assumptions. That's a big part of what we do.
I know that, but I'm just not going to go up there. I'm a goddamn psychologist, dude. I'm just...
Go. You know what you're talking about.
Okay. Hold my drink. Actually, give me my drink. No, hold it.
Hello,
Joey. So sorry I'm late. I got held up at a dinner party at my house. Hey, everyone, Dr. Poop here. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
And that's our show for today. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, no. I was wondering what that doctor's name was. Thank you also very much for being. Yeah, who would not want to be in the waiting room for Dr. Poop? Chris Alvaro, thank you so much for joining us today. How is Sonny? Still a good boy?
Sonny's still a good boy. We gave him a haircut this morning.
Nice.
And he looks so cute. If you want to see just how cute, go to @SonnyIsAGoodBoy on Instagram.
And DDO. Caroline Cotter, thank you. So when does the drive across the country begin?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that real?
It is real. 5 a.m. I'm leaving in a car.
Right. And you've decided to pick people up along the way. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, but nobody's gotten to me about anything. So let me know. I'm down to make it flexible. I'll pick you up wherever you are in the U.S. Just right? hit me up.
And the destination, of course, is?
Beautiful New Jersey.
Yeah. Still need an address and a street name.
How's your car?
I brought it to the shop. Had to pay a big fuck ton of money to get it fixed. So if it breaks down, which I think it will, I'm going to lose my damn marbles. But that's kind of it.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Well, good luck. Please give us some progress reports, if you don't mind.
You got it.
I'm getting emails. People want to absolutely know. James Heaney, thank you so much for joining us, as always. Where should folks find you?
They can find me at therealjamesheaney.com. That's a pretty easy way to find me.
I would
say
so.
And I just rebought the website, so I want to use it. I'm going to keep using it.
Did you get a good price?
It's bundled with several other websites that I own.
Wow. So am I.
Yeah.
All right, James. Can't wait to hear more from you about the Patreon roundup and all the exciting things.
We should do it real soon because this month is coming to a close, and I've got a lot of I'm doing a lot of college tour shows, but they're all online and Zoom. So I am here, but my windows are smaller than usual.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the heads up. Craig Bukowski.
Yes. It's been political convention week, so I've heard the phrase drink the Kool-Aid tossed around a lot. But not only is it kind of grotesque to conjure up the mass suicide of 700 people, but it's also not accurate because, of course, the Jim Jones massacre, people drink Flavor-Aid.
Are you sure that you're not talking about the electric Kool-Aid acid tests?
Well, I think those ideas are somewhat conflated, but I think when people say drink the Kool-Aid, they're talking about being indoctrinated into a cult rather than to have some fantastic acid and go on a trip.
To tune in and drop out? Okay. I didn't know.
Thank you, Craig.
I drink the Kool-Aid, though.
And Joseph of Grierman? Yes. Any shows or sites or anything you want to plug or mention or give?
Nothing's going on. I'm spiraling out. Okay.
All right. Spiralingout.com.
That's it. Check out James Heaney.
Yep.
That's it.
Appreciate that as well.
Check out James Heaney.
All right, Joey, you look a little strokey. Let's give all our thanks to engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Love to read your emails. I'm a little behind on replying, though I am keeping a list. So thanks for your patience. Write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. Please wear a mask when you go outdoors and be as kind to each other as you possibly can. It will help. Until next time.